Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. This past week, This past week, New Orleans reclaimed the title of America's deadliest city after their murders jumped 141% over the last couple of years. In New Orleans, the murder rate is a staggering 52 per 100,000 people. And that compares to the national average of 6.9. The highest has been in a quarter century. And the 50 per 100,000 in Venezuela, which is the most dangerous country in the world. If New Orleans were an outlier, it would be a shame. But the fact is that it's not, and that is a tragedy. Instead, New York, Chicago, Portland, L.A., San Francisco, Philadelphia, and other American cities are part of the club. Crime has been up across America over the last 2 years, in most cases, dramatically. We've always had crime in America, one of the prices of freedom. But what we are experiencing today is something altogether different. It's not just crime. America can sometimes be a dangerous place. Everyone knows working the midnight shift at a convenience store is riskier than working the day shift at your local library, just as common sense tells you. The odds of getting into a fight in a bar on a Saturday night are far higher than at church on Sunday morning. And to be clear, this is not Antifa thugs and BLM cultists burning down cities. Protest, even violent protest, has been part of American history since its foundings and is mainly event-driven, like Shays' Rebellion, the Vietnam War protest, the riots after Martin Luther King's assassination, or the acquittal of the police in the Rodney King trial. No, this is something altogether different. It's one thing to rage against the machine. It's another to commit violence against citizens, particularly when they are unsuspecting innocents or compliant victims. And this is today's issue. What we see taking place across the country, from urban jungles like New York City to Midwestern communities like Salt Lake City. What America's experiencing today is exponentially worse than the typical crime America is used to. The truth is, because of inner cities, and because of the way things have been set up, and because of Democrat policies, young black men, and in some cases now, even young black women, are perpetuating most, although far from all of it. And of course, that means young black men and young black women are also the victims. Violence is not only going to a new level in terms of frequency, but also its locales, no longer limited to dark corners or deserted parking lots. It now occurs in the middle of the regular hustle and bustle of Americans' daily lives. It's taking place in broad daylight, in full view of video cameras, often with others videoing the carnage to share on social media. Violent crime occurs on Main Street USA, in schools, drug stores, fast food restaurants, subway platforms, high-end retail stores, and, of course, homes. We see large groups of young people blitzing stores and grabbing merchandise off shelves and running out with smiles on their faces. We see, quote, shoplifters, end quote, methodically clear store shelves of the merchandise and simply stroll out the door, unconcerned about getting stopped or arrested, and often assaulting employees along the way. And moreover, an element of violence seems unprecedented in its scale. Almost daily we see random innocent people on subways or stairs or in restaurants getting shoved or kicked or punched. We see fast food workers attacked as customers come over or around counters and spark mayhem. We see bus drivers attacked and shop owners beaten and cops spat upon. Indeed, we see countless instances where robbers beat or shoot victims even after taking whatever they were after. We also read daily of innocents of all ages and races and creeds killed in the crossfire while sleeping in their beds or standing in a bar or sitting in their car. The ID politics is beginning to tell as well, because there is a disproportionate number of black perpetrators disproportionately attacking white and Asian victims. Because of what they've been told with the CRT, with the ID politics, all this stuff. Make no mistake, though. Now, as always, the single largest group of victims of this crime wave is black Americans. And the question is, why is this happening? What has caused an increasing number in the inner city of black Americans to believe they can rob, beat, or even kill their fellow citizens with impunity? And there, without a doubt, are countless contributing factors, from missing fathers to failing schools to social media. But these problems have existed for quite some time, all due to Democrat policy, by the way. Now, the reason for the sharp jump in violent crime and unhinged behavior on the part of large numbers of primarily young black Americans is the Democrat proposition that everything bad that happens to black Americans results from racism. So, like all victim classes, they are then not responsible for their choices. Therefore, they should not be held accountable for their actions. Ronald Reagan once said, if you want more of something, subsidize it. And that's what the Democrats have been doing with violent crime. While they're not yet directly paying criminals to attack their fellow citizens and rob local businesses, they are subsidizing crime nonetheless. On the one hand, George Soros-backed Democrat prosecutors from coast to coast are demonstrating their pro-criminal empowerment bona fides by refusing to seek bail for most arrestees, refusing to prosecute countless misdemeanors, and undercharging countless violent crimes as said misdemeanors. And on the other hand, you have Democrats effectively decriminalizing an entire swath of crimes or eliminating bail for almost every offense. Indeed, the lunatics running Illinois have just passed a law that eliminates bail for virtually every offense below first-degree murder and prohibits police from arresting or removing trespassers caught in the act while burglarizing a home or business. That means if somebody breaks into your house in the middle of the night and you call the police, first, you'll be lucky given the Democrat defund the police movement if they respond at all while the trespassers are still there. And then second, they're literally no longer allowed to remove them from your home. And all of this is happening exactly when America's cultural and political elites are telling young black Americans that the system is rigged against them, that they're incapable of succeeding if they play by the rules, that most white people hate them, and that if they break the law, there's no consequence to be had. Today in Democrat-run America, only the criminal's rights matter, never the victims. And the fact is that most of the victims in this American renaissance of violence are, in fact, black Americans. That is, the new rules victimize the very people about whom the Democrats pretend to care. America was founded on the principle that all men are created equal in the eyes of God and in the laws of man. And that has been imperfectly executed here in the United States for over 200 years. But we didn't claim to be perfect. So, in just half a generation, Democrats have undone 200 years of progress and created a violent cage match between demographics and the public square. And the result has been a body blow to civil society, mayhem in cities, and blood on the streets, most of it black American. Yet somehow black America continues to vote Democrat in Stalin-like numbers. It is time to reconsider. You're just Americans, in my view. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Changing of the seasons. It just, I love it. And I hate it because I love it because I love the cool. I'm very anxious to see how my bonsai trees react to the cool. And I hate it because of because of what it does to my allergies and my sinuses. But that's small potatoes. That's small potatoes. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Have you had enough of the fundamental transformations they're trying to foist upon you in recent years? I hope not, because the World Economic Forum advisor, and his name is Yuval Noah Harari, he recently stated that attempting to halt what they believe to be man-caused climate change will require a fundamental shift in how humans, that's you, fulfill your desires. Now, he had me there because that sounds sort of kinky to begin with, but what does he actually mean with this? And, you know, that name, if I'm sorry to see that it's taken, because that Yuval Noah Harari, what a name. You guys would remember that name, wouldn't you? You're going to remember this name? At a recent number, or excuse me, at a recent summit, he said, people desire, I don't know, peace of mind. To be peaceful inside yourself. This is something almost everybody wants. So, you know, you listen to commercials on television and you get this idea that if you want peace of mind, you need to fly to the other side of the world to this idyllic island and spend lots of money and create enormous amounts of pollution in the process in order to get peace of mind. I mean, you don't need to change your desire, but you can achieve it right here. It's a very interesting proposition he puts forward there because I, as a person who sell advertising, I sit back and I'm like, how do I get the right advertisement to where people notice it and catch it? And in their mind's eye, and this is, we see the same thing with gun control, because what they're trying to do now is they're trying to limit advertising with gun control. So they believe that if you that if you see something or you hear something, if you hear it on the radio, see it on TV, that you're just sort of like, I must go there. Which is why they believe they can tell you the kind of stupidity that they're pushing on you, foisting on you, and you're just going to buy it. He thinks you can achieve your desire right here, where you're standing right now, this moment. Which I sort of doubt. I sort of doubt that. The human condition demands experiences. It demands it. He also opined that people need to realize that they can find love without changing themselves through environmentally unfriendly methods, such as applying makeup. I guess this means that the next time I, you know, drive by an Ulta, I need to firebomb it. Harari suggested, without elaborating, that folks should find other ways to make themselves feel good-looking, because feeling is what it's about. Maybe you could, you could trim your nasal hair. I mean, how many times have you done that and sat back and gone, you know, looked in the mirror and gone, wow, you handsome devil? Maybe you could drink a couple of glasses of wine prior to trimming your nasal hair and have the beer goggles, and then you have this newly coiffed nasal hair, and you're looking at me, hey, what are you doing? You live around here? You know, that kind of thing. He did generously admit that our desires would be hard to change. And he suggested instead that we need to change the roundabout and sometimes ridiculous way that we often go about achieving these desires. So what he's basically saying is that, you know, the things you try to do to succeed, you know, you're going to fail. That's ridiculous. You shouldn't be doing that and failing. Think of the pollution you're doing. I think one of the things that we could do with that is that shamelessly virtue signaling on the world stage while attempting to coerce everybody else into, you know, into believing what you're telling them, to do something to make their life harder and poorer by doing the things you ask them to do, all the while knowing that you have no intention of doing them yourself, because you're not going to, you know, you're going to put on makeup. You might drink the wine, but you're not going to be saying, well, I need to trim my nose hair to look good, you know. What you're trying to do is you're sating your own desire for control here. Maybe you could put that away, huh? Anyway, Harari's recommendations are consistent with various other suggestions that the WEF has kindly provided on how to reduce climate change, all of which are rife with globalist authoritarian overtones. But now we get hypocritical here, because WEF chairman Klaus Schwab has praised Xi Jinping, China's communist leader, claiming he has made significant social and economic achievements. While he's polluting the living hell out of things. He's industrialized way beyond it. Fossil fuel, love it, love it. Right, but he's also embarked on a genocide against the Uyghurs and mandated the forced sterilization of the same because there's too many doggone people on this planet. He presided over the one-child policy for Chinese families. All of these purportedly to help reduce the human population, a goal of the WEF, so naturally, he would earn its praise. They also instituted a social credit score system for all Chinese citizens, and they closely track everything they do and every move they make. And since then, many other nations have laid the groundwork for such surveillance and control of their populace. Try and do it here. Because the pandemic showed them how easy that kind of thing could be. One World Economic Forum recommendation that has gained some traction of late is that people should incorporate bugs and insects into their diets in order to reduce the harmful effects of meat consumption on the environment, mind you. CNN went so far as to say that bugs are really good for you. Just think about that old 50s sitcom style music. You know, they could even help save the planet. So, to sum it up, you shouldn't engage in the roundabout ridiculous ways in which you use to pursue your desire, whatever it may be, professional, pleasure, whatever it is. You shouldn't travel. You should not eat meat or use makeup. Do eat bugs. Do go get some manscaping tools and some other things to help yourself look good. And listen to Yuval Noah Harari and his splendid name and his friends at the World Economic Forum when they tell you what to do. Do. I mean, trust them. Because all of this is for the common good. Now, on the other hand, you might think to yourself, what if I want to wear makeup? What if I want to have cube steak? Or ribeye? Or lamb? Or bison? What if I want to go roundabout and ridiculous and live my life the way I choose to do so for myself? Well, that's not the way it's going to be. Not if the World Economic Forum has it their way. Which means at some point, the Second Amendment, which is always present here in these United States, if they try to force it upon us, well, we may be defending ribeyes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
The clock is ticking toward a possible budget crisis at the end of the week. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. A shutdown may be looming without congressional action to extend funding. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they need to get Republicans on board. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is activating 5,000 National Guard troops ahead of Hurricane Ivan's arrival. Another 2,000 Guard members from Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina have also been called up to help Florida recover from the storm. This as Florida is bracing for what could be one of the most powerful hurricanes it has seen in years. Tampa could get a direct hit from Hurricane Ivan, something that area hasn't seen for 100 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, as we go back to New Orleans, because New Orleans and how New Orleans got where they are is interesting. And we had this report from the New Orleans Metropolitan Crime Commission. St. Louis is no longer the nation's murder capital. As of September 11th, New Orleans, Louisiana has the highest murder rate in the United States, with about 52 homicides per 100,000. Now, interestingly, back in 2019, New Orleans Democrat Mayor LaToya Cantrell and a retinue of associated New Orleans city officials spent a week in Havana, Cuba, to, in the mayor's office own words, see firsthand how Cuba's history has produced unique opportunities and challenges in the areas of economic development, trade, health care, education, and other quality of life issues. Now, this sounds like shameless AOC idiocy one-upmanship. I realize that learning about quality of life from a place that saw multiple times as many desperate people die trying to escape it as died trying to escape over the Berlin Wall sound like a shameless clickbait or even a Saturday Night Live or Monty Python skit. In a way, though, the visit seems appropriate because after all, the rulers of one place drove out practically all productive residents with punitive socialist policies that converted a once charming and prosperous place into a huge slum, except for a few tourism enclaves. The other place is named Cuba. From Stalinist Cuba Democrat Cantrell dutifully performed all the traditional Democrat rituals mandatory for such visits, primarily hailing Cuba's glorious health care and education. And we got this. Mayor of New Orleans highlights Cuban achievements, according to the totalitarian regime's KGB-founded media. According to the Miss Cantrell, the level of the literacy in Cuba is very high. And when she compares this indicator with New Orleans, it is perceptible that there's much to learn from Cuba. She said the same thing happens when analyzing the primary health system and stated that the U.S. city can take experiences in order to perfect their mother-child program. But let's be fair here. Is Mayor Cantrell unique in parroting these communist scripted lies? Haven't we heard these howlers before and almost ad nauseum from leftists? Let's see. Like this one. Castro has some real accomplishments to point to. Under his rule, the impoverished Caribbean island has created health and education systems that would be the envy of far wealthier nations, and there is near full literacy on the island. No, amigos, that's not Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Cory Booker or Kamala Harris or CNN or the New York Times. It was, in fact, the London Sunday Times, owned, by the way, by Rupert Murdoch. And if anything proves the devilish proficiency of the Castro regime's propaganda apparatus, the prestigious Sunday Times editorial from 2006 serves as Exhibit A. So, for the record, in 1958, that impoverished Caribbean island had a higher standard of living than Ireland and Austria, almost double Spain and Japan's per capita income, more doctors and dentists per capita than Britain itself, and lower infant mortality than France and Germany, the 13th lowest in the world, in fact. Today, Cuba's infant mortality rate, despite the hemisphere's highest abortion rate, which skews this figure downward, and assuming we believe the figures from, quote, doctors, persuaded to lie by the pistols held to their head, is somewhere around 30th from the top. So relative to the rest of the world, Cuba's health care has worsened horribly under Castroism. And a nation with a formerly massive influx of European immigrants needs fully automatic weapons and water cannons and tiger sharks to keep his people from fleeing, while half-starved Haitians a short 60 miles away turn up their noses at any thought at all of emigrating to Cuba. In 1958, 80% of Cubans were literate, and Cuba spent the most per capita on publication of any nation in Latin America. During its War of Independence near the turn of the 20th century, they were utterly devastated, and they lost a quarter of their population. So Cuba's capitalist achievements in national prosperity, health, and education came practically from scratch and in about the same number of years as Castroism's stint in power. So can any sane person claim that given that record and given Cuba's expenditures on public education, illiteracy would not have been eradicated in a few short years? Better still, Cubans today would not be literate in the leftist sense of the term, which is indoctrinated with Marxist imbecilities, but also educated, allowed to read Orwell and Jefferson along with their arresting wisdom and sparkling prose of Che Guevara, a specimen from that, to the extent that we achieve concrete successes on a theoretical plane, or vice versa, to the extent that we draw theoretical conclusions of a broad character on the basis of our concrete research, we will have made a valuable contribution to Marxism-Leninism and the cause of humanity. And I quote this, in this intellectual, this most complete human being of our time, which was Jean-Paul Sartre's description of Che Guevara, exactly. Because, as we see, Cuba's prisons aren't its only torture chambers. With this kind of reading assignment, Cuba's classrooms amply qualify for an inspection by Amnesty International. Without Castro, Cuba's full literacy would have come about probably as quickly, and without firing squads, mass graves, and a political incarceration rate higher than Stalin's. Most countries in Latin America with lower literacy rates than Cuba had in 1958 had done just that. Then we get this from the prestigious Times of London. During the 1980s, one could still conceivably argue that Cuba's dictatorship was preferable to its U.S.-backed counterparts in Chile, Argentina, Nicaragua, or El Salvador, which went one step further by murdering thousands of their citizens. Now, at this declaration, you just got to sit there and blink. And forget for a second that none of those regimes abolished private property, free travel, and free speech. None abolished free enterprise and mandated food rations for their subjects. None set up government snitch groups on every city block. And forget that far from being U.S.-backed counterparts, Pinochet's Chile and Somoza's Nicaragua, had economic sanctions slapped on them by U.S. President Jimmy Carter. Forget the peripheral ignorance. So let's look at some central stupidity. You long to believe otherwise. You grope for some extenuation. And you hope you misread, but it's inescapable. Somehow, some way, one of the world's most prestigious newspapers was unaware that Castro and Che Guevara, that regime, killed people. More interestingly, though, you got a contemporary mayor of from 2019, I mean just 3 years ago, New Orleans mayor, she goes down there and she thinks that everything is great. And yet, down there, they're reduced to driving cars that are welded together pieces of other cars. So the front half is a 56 Chevy and the back half is a, you know, somebody imported an Aries K car. And they make it work because they have no choice. They make it work because they have no choice. But, you know, no wonder. No wonder there's so many things amiss in New Orleans when you got the leadership of the city going to Cuba to see what they're doing right that they're not doing in New Orleans. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I get it now. I finally get it. I thought seriously when I bought my gasoline-powered full-size pickup truck about buying a Tesla. Now, I'm glad I didn't buy it. And I didn't buy it. I don't know why I didn't buy it. I think I didn't buy it because of why I was getting a truck in the first place. I needed a truck. I did not need a Tesla. But I get why they're trying to push us to these doggone things. Because I've looked into the implications of this. So let's look at this. A new full-sized electric vehicle, which is going to be capable of traveling an average of 300 miles with a single charge, currently sells for about $60,000. The battery replacement, which happens after 3 to 5 years of normal use, sells for $10,000 to $28,000. This type lithium battery replacement is handled only by an authorized dealership. So now you are tied to whoever you bought the vehicle from. And if you wish to continue to use it, you have to go to them to do it. And as an example, I'll give you an example. With Tesla, if you have stuff done, there are plenty of people know how to work on a Tesla. I mean, I watch one on YouTube. He does beautiful work. But because he's not part of their system, if Tesla's not tied into the Tesla net, then in some cases, the car won't even operate. So you didn't really buy nothing. Let that sink in for a minute. Because you have to continue to comply with them after you buy it in order to operate it. So, now a full-sized gas vehicle, a nice one, sells for approximately $40,000. If your battery goes bad in that, $100, $150, and you can stick it in yourself. You just need some wrenches. Now, let's consider the cost of ownership of driving a vehicle 100,000 miles. Okay? For the electric vehicle, an 8-hour charge, which is good for a range of about 300 miles, is $8 per charge, or about $2,700. The EV cost includes a $60,000 initial cost plus the $2,700 charging cost and a $10,000 battery totaling $72,700. All of this, by the way, on the low end. I'm doing all of this on the low end. So for the gas vehicle, which includes $40,000 initial cost plus a $300 battery, two replacements, and 4,000 gallons of gasoline averaging 25 miles per gallon at current gas prices of $3.50 per gallon or $14,000, and $2,000 maintenance, which totals about $56,300. It follows that the price of gasoline would have to be about $7.60 per gallon for ownership cost of the EV to be equivalent to that of a traditional gas vehicle. And that's all part of the hidden truth. The battery for an electric vehicle weighs 1,000 pounds and is about the size of a car trunk. It contains 25 pounds of lithium, 60 pounds of nickel, 44 pounds of manganese, 30 pounds of cobalt, 200 pounds of copper, and 400 pounds of aluminum, steel, and plastic. And this type of battery contains over 6,000 individual lithium ion cells. And the majority of these materials are derived from mining operations worldwide, mainly by the Chinese. To manufacture each EV auto battery, the following material must be processed. 25,000 pounds of brine for the lithium, which is, you know, salt water. 30,000 pounds of ore for the cobalt. 5,000 pounds of ore for the nickel. 25,000 pounds of ore for copper. All told, suppliers must dig up 500,000 pounds of the Earth's crust for one battery. Explain to me just that one thing alone. If there's no pollution at all, tell me how moving around half a million pounds of the Earth's crust is good for the egg. 68% of the world's cobalt, a significant part of an EV battery, comes from the Congo, where they have no pollution controls and minimal regulation, and they employ children who die from handling this toxic material. Now, this makes all of the sweatshops we hear about from Nike and Apple, that makes those pale in comparison to this, doesn't it? There are no emissions directly from an EV itself, but there are many from the mining operations. And once again, those facts are not generally publicized. EVs can and should be part of the solution, but doing away with a fossil fuel at this moment is not a viable solution. According to Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager, a complete divestment of the industry is impractical and illogical, but runs counter to the economic well-being of our country and our citizens. Duh. So, you know, interesting little thought there. As an aside, there's a convention this week of Gun Owners for Safety. Gunners for Safety, by the way, is a side project of the gun control group Giffords. I didn't know it existed. That brand has been around since 2020, but it doesn't seem to be one of the group's major campaigns so far. In fact, Giffords was awfully low-key about their recent Gun Owners for Safety convention. So low, in fact, that their convention was apparently closed to any and all curious gun owners who might have shown up uninvited or unannounced if they'd known about it. Former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was in Minneapolis Thursday speaking to a small group of gun owners from across the U.S. about gun reform. The event was closed to the public as the nationally known gun safety advocate hosted supporters of the Giffords organization for the inaugural Gun Owners for Safety convention. Now, Giffords, who still struggles with speech and mobility following the shooting, addressed the crowd alongside her former congressional aide and co-founder of the Giffords organization, Peter Ambler. Ambler said, "It's not about taking anything away from people. It's about offering Americans a vision for responsibility and safety." He said, "Giffords Gun Owners for Gun Safety aims to offer an alternative to pro-gun organizations like the National Rifle Association." Now, the NRA annual meeting is also closed to non-members, but you can buy a membership at the door that will allow you to wander the aisles of the exhibit hall, take in a seminar or other unticketed event, and attend the members' meeting. There's also a ton of pre-convention publicity surrounding the NRA meeting, which definitely wasn't the case for the gun control convention. The Gun Owners for Safety section of the Giffords website doesn't even mention their convention. Much less allow somebody to register for the event. That's a shame, because I wouldn't mind covering it. And I'm sure everybody there would love to go to a James Taylor concert instead of Ted Nugent. But it probably sounded a lot like any other gun control gathering, because that's exactly what it is. This is not a real attempt to grow a grassroots organization of gun owners, even those who don't mind restrictions on the Second Amendment, as long as it doesn't directly impact how they exercise their right to keep and bear arms. This is just another branding campaign by Giffords and the gun control lobby at large to portray themselves as the voice for any and all Americans who don't belong to the NRA or any other pro-Second Amendment organizations, including gun owners. I've seen it before. Back in 2005, the gun control lobby and Democratic figures put together the American Hunters and Shooters Association, which in language almost identical to how Ambler described Gun Owners for Safety, was billed as a national grassroots organization committed to safe and responsible gun ownership. They lasted for 5 years before they folded due to lack of membership. And Gun Owners for Safety is cut from the same cloth, and when it's no longer useful to Giffords, it too will be cast aside in memory hold. Until then, it's worth keeping an eye on the project. The problem with these organizations is they are astroturf. It's hard for them to actually gain any momentum. And yet they try it. They try it all the time. And part of the reason is that for 2A groups repeatedly, they repeatedly called out the American Hunters and Shooters Association out for what it was, a gun control group with a brand new brand identity. And the same is true for Gun Owners for Safety. They're not going to be calling for more public and private gun ranges where people can get training, though they'll be okay with imposing burdensome and onerous training requirements before someone can purchase or possess a firearm, much less carry it for self-defense. Real gun safety revolves around education, training, and not the criminalizing of an individual right, but the vision for the responsibility and safety that Giffords promotes is nothing more than the same stale, tired gun control ideology that they've been pushing for decades. Limiting the scope, as you will. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.